Thank you for calling customer support. This is Angela. How can I assist you?
Yes, my name is Cynthia Cornwell, and I just was checking my credit card statement, and I have three charges with Bisharp Nutrition. I have no idea what you are. I've never ordered anything from you.
All right, let's get your zip code, please.
29464.
And your address?
1600 Frankie Drive, apartment 312, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
All right, thank you. It is showing here that there was the Hype Watch, which is a fitness watch that monitors the heart rate and the footsteps, also connects to your cell phone device and receives notifications, phone calls, and texts. And you have the one-year warranty and a pair of earbuds for $18.94. That you have an end of trial charge as of yesterday for the watch at $64.97 on the Hype Watch.
I thought it was a free watch with just paying for shipping.
It is a 14-day free trial that's offered. You paid the $7.92 shipping and handling. It was a straight sell with the warranty and the earbuds for $18.94. But it is a trial phase with the watch. It does advise give us a call back. We usually offer the customer a discounted rate if they choose to continue, but at that point, I give you the option to return it. It's outside of the return phase as of the 25th.
Well, I can't even get it to work, so I'd like to return it and take these charges off.
All right. Any particular reason you can't get it to work? Did you get it to charge?
I charged it, but I can't understand the directions. I even went online to try to get a manual, and I can't get anything to work.
Did you download the app?
Yes.
Let's see which particular app you have. And the app should walk you through the steps in order to sync it to your phone.
Well, it didn't work.
So it's coming on, but it's not syncing? What was the issue with it?
Well, I guess it's not syncing because it doesn't show up. The app showed up on my phone, but then it said to find some other location, and I couldn't find it any place.
Okay, so the app is going to be the Wear Fit 2.0 in the App Store, and then you have to turn on your Bluetooth. You have to connect it to your phone through Bluetooth. Once you turn on your Bluetooth, it's going to say searching, 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 and then it's going to pick up on the watch, and you have to tap it and link it to your phone through Bluetooth. Do you know how to do the Bluetooth?
Well, my phone has Bluetooth, but I couldn't get Bluetooth on the watch.
Okay. So if when you turn it on, you're saying it doesn't pick up the watch with your Bluetooth.
Right.
Well, usually I think that you can turn the watch off and turn it back on and it'll link to it. Bear with me one moment. That Wear Fit 2.0 should walk you through it. This is a watch that monitors the heart rate and the footsteps. It does a whole host of things. It receives texts, phone calls, which can go with the earbuds. You know, the conversation over the earbuds. You get notifications from Facebook, Instagram, emails to that watch, as well as, you know, monitor the heart rate and your footsteps and keep it with your blood pressure and stuff. But you're saying this particular one does not work for you.
Right.
Bear with me. So you would like to return the watch. Let me see if it's returnable, because usually once it's outside of the trial phase.
No, I didn't. I had no idea there was some trial phase, and how much more am I going to get charged? Does it continue to charge?
No, ma'am, that's a final payment. Usually what we offer a discount if you give us a call of up to 35% off that charge. But if you are billed, we refund that 35%.
No.
So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know what to do. It says Pro Fit or Fit Pro.
What you're saying, that's what your phone says or that's what the watch says?
Well, I'm on the phone, but that's what came up on my phone.
When the Bluetooth is going to be, you know how to do Bluetooth?
Well, I have Bluetooth on my phone and it says it's on.
Okay. Yeah, but you have to open it up and Bluetooth will pick up on all the devices around it that can connect through Bluetooth. So when you see that Bluetooth symbol, it's like a line down, like rabbit ears pointing toward the right. You can put your finger on it and press it down, and then it should open up and drop down a list. And then once you open that up, because it's usually at the top of the screen, you can see Bluetooth, or you can go to your icons menu. You know how your phone have all those little icons on there? You can open up Bluetooth like that. But usually Bluetooth is sitting at the top of the screen. You can pull that menu down with your finger. Just touch the top of the screen and slide.
All I have on the watch right now is shows the battery and like a sound thing, and then it has a date, but I can't get anything that says Bluetooth.
Okay. You're probably going to need some assistance with it because it's going to be, you have a smartphone, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're probably going to need some assistance with the Bluetooth. Or you can go to a YouTube video and have them, that way you don't have to wait for somebody to help. You can go to a YouTube video. If you're familiar with YouTube, just type in how do you turn on Bluetooth on a smartphone. And it's really simple. Once you do it the first time, it'll never be something you have to think about again twice. But that's the issue. It's not Bluetooth to your phone. Once it links up to your phone, that's when everything starts to connect. It'll update the time on the watch, and that WearFit 2.0 walks you through the steps on how to set alarms and things like that.
Let me write down what version I'm supposed to have, because I don't even know what that is. Okay, what version am I supposed to have?
Okay, so when you go to the App Store, you're going to put in WearFit 2.0. And that's just like you wear a piece
Fit?
Of yeah, just like you wear a piece of clothing. That's WearFit.
Mhm. 2.0.
2.0 in the App Store. You'll need that app to sync the data with your smartphone. So you go in there and download that app from the App Store. And then what you're going to need to Bluetooth it, the watch. So let's see here. Once you open up that app, once you get that app on your phone, it's pretty much going to walk you through how to link it together.
Okay.
It's going to give you the name of the watch that you should tap on, because once you open up Bluetooth, it's going to have a circle that starts going around, and it's going to say searching, 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 and it's picking up on devices in the area that you want to connect to your smartphone, and then you're going to tap on the watch and give it a few seconds, and then it'll sync the watch to the phone.
Okay, well, I'll try that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll go ahead and give you a 35% discount on the watch. Again, that was your final payment on there. It's like a trial phase to see if it's something you want to continue with. And then you have the option of calling us during the trial and returning it if you don't want to continue. But that is, it's outside of the trial at this point. So bear with me one moment. I'll let you know what that discount is.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to be $69.97. It's going to be a refund of $24.48 on the charge.
Okay.
And that will send you out an email, and it'll go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Yes, but on YouTube, they have instructions for everything. So I always rely on YouTube. Look up,
okay, but I should go on YouTube and click or put in where.
Just type in, well, you could do the WearFit 2.0, but what you want to do is, so you can be sure of how to sync the phone, is how to connect devices through Bluetooth on a smartphone. You just put that in, and I'm sure lots of videos will pop up in different lengths from 2 to 3 minutes till 10 to 11 minutes. They'll walk you through the steps on how to, because everybody wants to be on YouTube, and they will give you instructions on how to do things. So you just put in there how to Bluetooth device to a smartphone. And then it's really simple. You just have to find that icon in your on your smartphone and open it up and hit searching, and then it'll pick up on the watch. It's just that easy. It's like 1, 2, 3. But I can understand if you haven't done it before, you're going to need a little bit of instructions on it. So they'll show you the icon, show you how to do the search and how to connect the watch.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a good weekend.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.